Hi, joining us, Ryan Spielborg. Spilly, my man. First of all, there's some Rockies news. Why don't we just get to that with the ups and downs? Who's up, who's down, and we know Trevor Story is back, right?
Yep, Story's back. Alan Trejo goes back to Albuquerque. So there's your news and notes for today. I think it's important, though, for Story because I think there's going to be so much swirling around him in the next couple months, especially yeah. with trade rumors and, you know, is there an extension there? Will he be a Rocky at the end of this year? I mean, all these different things. You need him to be healthy, first and foremost. So I want to see him healthy, kind of like an elbow stinger he got when he made a crazy play up the middle in New York. So I don't think it's going to impact him much. But, you know, when we've watched him over the last couple months, he has not got locked in yet. So I'd like to see him get locked in and see where he goes.
What you feeling in mid-July? Where will Trevor Story be? What do you think?
I think there's a couple things going against him to get traded. So, you know, Bill Schmidt's in a really difficult position as an interim GM to make that kind of trade, but he's also focused on the amateur. So you got kind of like a double whammy where the focus for the front office is going to be draft and what pieces and parts can you get for some of your movable players. You know, Daniel Bard's one, John Gray certainly is one. I think Herman Marcus probably brings you back the biggest return if you're willing to go there. Michael Givens as well. So you got five or six players that can make a big difference from an organizational standpoint as far as return, but I'm not 100% confident in the current state of affairs right now that I believe that the Rockies would make those decisions. You know, with Bard and Givens and Herman involved with contracts, there's no real urgency to move them. And with John Gray, I'm going to guess if that Fletcher strain lasts longer, the return you're going to get on him is going to be minimal at best. So my gut feeling right now is that I would expect to see Trevor still in the Rockies and work on an extension in the offseason. If you don't, you get a compensation pick.
All right, well, I hope that's the case. I don't want to see him go anywhere. You got to be strong up the middle. Any team does. We love Trevor Story, so I hope that's the case. I hope he does stick around. You know, I think he's an important part of the team and would be an important part moving forward, Spilly. You need good players, right?
Well, here's the thing. Rockies are in a really kind of interesting spot where the Padres are legit. Dodgers are not slowing down.
Giants.
Giants now. They're on the rise, and they're going to – the Giants, if you look at their salary for next year, they have about – $66 million on the books. That's it. So wow. They can add whoever the heck they want. So they would be a big-time player on the free agent market next year. So the Giants worry me, and that's why I say when you look at the Rockies, I mean, the problem is, you know, with the starting pitching that they have right now, you know, looking back on it a little bit in hindsight, you know, even though financially I think they were really kind of hung up, this would have been this offseason rather than, you know, potentially trade Nolan, even though you got Gomber back and pitched really well. It might have been to hang on and add and see where the chips may lay. But the problem is you keep doing that, you end up in third, fourth, and fifth place. So you got to pick your windows. And so, you know, that's why if I'm looking at this properly, my window is 3 to 5 years from now, and I would do everything I can to just totally strengthen up the entire organization with young talent that can impact at the big league level.
Spilly, real quick, we seem to agree on the vast majority of stupid things. But I don't know where you are with the sticky stuff on the baseball for the pitchers. And there's such a variety, I can't say it's just one thing. But there's no doubt pitchers have been using substances to hang on to the ball a little bit longer and increase the spin rate. Where are you with that and how it's being policed and where that's moving forward?
So, the spider tack or the stuff that they're using, you know, the Bubba Harkins story, if you go back and read about that with the Angels, You know, I'm having a tough time saying that this is a wet blanket, that these pitchers are all using the stuff and now guys can't hit. Because, I mean, I'm looking at, there's so many different variables here, D-Mac. Mm. Like, we're talking about driveline. Like, what the heck is driveline for? If you're not going to driveline and working on your mechanics and doing sequencing and trying to make sure that you have spin efficiency and all these different things, and we're finding out that it's just boiled down to some tack on the ball, I just think that's naive, right? And I know pitchers are training different. They're training better. Some of the technology that we have, it used to be TrackMan, now it's Hawkeye. Mm. Hawkeye system's it's a more efficient radar detection system. So if you look at it when they, implemented the last couple of years, it could be just as simple as that. Like, I'll give you another example. The old Jugs gun, you remember the radar gun, Jugs gun?
Of course.
Well, it used to measure the velocity when it crossed right around home plate. Well, how they're measuring velocity now is out of the hand. So if you're thinking about it, ball decreases against wind resistance. Mm-hmm. So when the ball would cross at 94, realistically, it was coming out of the hand, out of the dude's hand at 98, 99. So even something as simple as like how we're measuring velocity, it's wrong, right? So like I think there's a bunch of things at stake here. I think we're just trying to look for an excuse. I think part of it has to do with the collective bargaining agreement coming up, seeing if he can potentially fracture the union in a sense, see if he can divide and conquer. I just think that this thing is, to me, it's really important that pitchers have a grip on the baseball. I don't think it really matters if I can't picture them spinning it so much that they turn into Gerrit Cole.
Okay.
Gerrit Cole's the 1-1. He's the first overall pick. So, same with Trevor Bauer. Bauer's the eighth overall pick.
Right.
So until we get a 60th rounder or the last pick in the draft that starts using this stuff, he turns into whoever, like Cy Young, then I'm not buying it.
Oh, okay. All right. Very cool. Oh, yeah. That's funny because most everybody's, even Charlie Blackman was kind of talking about it a little bit. But, and you're not arguing against Charlie. I know that. But it was interesting to hear Chuck kind of talk about that sort of issue. And I don't know if that was just out of frustration or the hitters really just do feel it's unfair at this point, whether it's, it's a strikeout or a home run, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, strikeout, home run, or a walk. But, the last little thing on this whole thing, baseball changed 3 times in the last 5 years. So, you went to hyperball to now this ball, which is about 1% lighter. So there's all these different things, and that's what I keep saying. It's like, okay, yeah, the baseball is probably doing a little bit different things, but it's not just one thing that's happening. It's a bunch of things occurring at the same time.
Great stuff, Billy. As always, love talking baseball with you. It's Gonzalez against Trevor Rogers with the Rockies and the Marlins, and a typical Marlins crowd. It's friends and family, right? No COVID restrictions. It's just nobody cares about baseball there, which is wild.
That's right.
So crazy.
I want them to move to Nashville.
That would be great,
tonight, so
dude. Is that a serious thing? That would be amazing to have a Major League Baseball team in Nashville.
I don't know if it's a real thing, but it's something I've been begging for years. I think baseball will expand to 32 teams eventually, but not. I'm not sure if you saw the price tag for a franchise. It's $2.4 billion, which is about $1 billion too much. But I think you move both teams out of Florida. You put one in Vegas, you put one in Nashville.
Oh,
and
sign
then
me up.
And you expand to Montreal and Mexico City and call it a day.
Sounds that would be great, Mexico City. Somebody else can have an altitude problem. That'd be wonderful. All right, Philly.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.